愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
晚上用在神凡事都能我们来看宣道的工作。
Tonight I'd like to share with you the topic with God, all things are possible in terms of evangelism.
彼得问主耶稣进天国这么难那谁能够进去
Peter asked Jesus, it is difficult to enter the kingdom of heaven. Who can enter it then?
主耶稣说在人不能但是在神凡事都能。
Jesus replied, with men not everything is possible, but with God all things are possible.
这是神跟人不同的地方。
This is the difference between God and man.
人很有限，所以有很多的困难。
Man is very limited, that's why men have a lot of difficulties.
神的能力是无限的，所以在他没有一个困难。
God's power is limitless, so nothing to him is difficult.
我们10月20号到24号要举开布道会。
We will have our ESSC from October 20th to the 24th.
差不多还有一个月的时间。
It's about another month left.
那我们很希望布道会有很多的慕道朋友来参加。
It is our hope that there are a lot of truth seekers attending our evangelical services.
那我们也希望在联恩会从礼拜五开始就很多的信徒来参加。
And we hope that there are a lot of members that will attend the spiritual convocation.
但是我们常常觉得这个很困难。
But we often feel like this is difficult.
传福音有两个困难。
There are two difficult things when it comes to evangelism.
第一个困难就是我要去找谁呢？
The first problem is, who am I going to find?
我们一些亲戚朋友，我们都试过很多次，应该会来的，大概都来了。
Friends, and we preach to our friends and relatives, and those who should be here have already been here.
所以我们常常会觉得很难，我要去找谁。
So we find it difficult to find other people.
那第二个困难就是，来了以后，要让他来信呢，也是很难。
And...That is, after they've come, it is difficult to help them believe.
所以很多人来过教会，但是信的并不是很多。
So a lot of people come to church, but very few end up believing.
所以有的教会啊，这个慕道者名单有一两百个人。
And so some churches have over 200 members.
但是真的能够留下来受洗的却不多。
200 people on their name list, but those who can actually stay and are baptized are very few.
所以每一次他谈到宣道工作，我们只觉得说这很重要但是心里总是有一点障碍，说这很难。
So when we discuss evangelism, we know it is a necessity, but we know in our hearts that it is difficult.
那怎么办？
So what do we do?
我们来看《使徒行传》十六章。
So like Acts chapter 16.
《使徒行传》十六章
，Acts chapter 16，
从第六节到第九节
，verse 6 to 9。《
使徒行传》十六章六节到九节
，Acts chapter 16， verse 6 to 9， verse 6。Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching.The word in the province of Asia. Verse 7. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. Verse 8. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. Verse 9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, Come over to Macedonia and help us.
这里啊，保罗对宣道的工作很有计划。
We see here Paul had great plans for evangelism.
所以他首先打算在亚细亚讲道。
And so first he wanted to preach in Asia.
但是圣灵禁止他们。
But the Holy Spirit kept him from doing that.
所以他就改变他的计划。
And so he changed his plans.
要往庇推尼去。
And so they tried to enter Bithynia.
但是主耶稣的灵不允许他。
But the Spirit of Jesus will not allow them to.
那他就再改变计划。
And so they changed his plans again.
要去特罗亚。
And they were on their way to Troas.
第三次改变，神显异象给他看。
The third part here, Paul saw a vision.
就是有一个马其顿人来呼叫他过去传福音给他们。
that is, a man from Macedonia begged him to go over to preach to him.
结果保罗就顺着这个意象啊，就到欧洲传道。
And so Paul followed this vision to preach in Macedonia.
那神就带领他们在河边找到了吕底亚。
And so they were able to reach there.
这个告诉我们，宣道工作需要计划。
So we can see here that evangelism requires planning.
所以我们有福音茶会啊，有家庭的福音的聚会啊，教会里面有各种不同传福音的这种活动，这个都是一种计划。
So we have gospel teas, we have family evangelical service and gospel teas, we have church evangelical plans.
那常常借着这个计划啊，确实也有一些慕道朋友来听道理，而且留住的。
And so from this, truth seekers come and some stay.
但是有时候我们就发现说，这些计划的活动好像它的功效也很有限。
But we find that these evangelical plans have their limits as well.
那怎么办？
And so what do we do?
接下去就是圣灵要带领我们。
Next, we have to allow the Spirit, to Holy Spirit to guide us.
神知道他要拣选的人在哪里。
God knows who he has chosen.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
所以我们需要祷告，让神让我们遇到好机会，遇到他要拣选的人。
And so we need to pray to God and ask God to give us the chance to meet the people He has chosen.
那这样啊，神，我们就会，这个，像保罗一样，就可以找到吕底亚。
So that we can then be like Paul, and end up in Macedonia.
所以也有人在地上捡了一张传单，就后来信了。
There are people who picked up our flyers from the ground and come to believe in Christ.
那他为什么捡到传单？
Why did they happen to pick this up?
你可以讲偶然的。
You can say it is just by chance.
不是。
It's not.
神带领他，让他看到那个传单。
God guided him to pick up this flyer.
有人在飞机上啊，像坐在旁边的传福音，后来他信了。
And there are people who preach to the person next to them on the airplane, and they've come to believe in the end.
就是圣灵带领，刚好遇到一个神要拣选的。
It is God's guidance that they've met this person that God had chosen.
也有在菜市场遇到，就跟他传福音，结果来教会慕道。
Others have met someone in the grocery store, and in the end, they've come to truth seek and believe.
彼得打不着鱼。
Paul was not.
彼得打不着鱼。
Peter would not be able to.
打鱼打不到。
Was not able to catch fish.
那主耶稣叫他开船到水深的地方。
And Jesus then told him to take your boat out to where it was to the deeper part of the waters.
那他就打了两船的鱼。
And then he caught two boatloads of fish.
所以主耶稣知道哪里有鱼。
Jesus knew where the fish were.
我们不知道。
We do not know.
所以我们要常常为这个事情祷告。
And so we need to constantly pray for about this.
真的，我们如果有常常祷告神会让我们信徒遇到很多机会。
And so if we constantly pray, our members will encounter chances to preach.
所以这是第一个困难，要借着圣灵的带领。
This is the first difficulty. We need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
那我们再回来看十六章。
Turn back to, let's look back at Acts chapter 16.
14节。
Verse 14.
有一个卖紫色布的妇人，名叫吕底亚，是推亚推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。这里说吕底亚这个人素来敬拜神。
We see here that Lydia came to was a worshipper of God.
然后他听见主的道主就开他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。
And when she heard of the gospel, the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
后来这个吕底亚一家信主了。
And then eventually, the family of Lydia came to believe.
那么仔细看为什么吕底亚会信主？
And so we may ask why did Lydia come to believe?
我们仔细看吕底亚信主不是因为他很虔诚。
Lydia didn't come to believe because she was devout.
所以他就听得懂。
And so that in that way she was able to understand.
那吕底亚听得懂也不是因为保罗很热心，所以他听得懂。
It wasn't she didn't understand because Paul was particularly fervent.
那这里第二听得懂，最重要的是主开他的心。
The important thing here was that Paul, that the Lord opened her heart.
这是一个关键。
This is the main point.
所以我们在带领慕道朋友来哦，我们要迫切为他祷告，神开他的心，他能够听得懂。
And so when we bring truth seekers to church, we need to ask God to open their hearts so they can understand.
啊，特别我们遇到很多的慕道朋友，其实都是基督徒。
We actually encounter a lot of truth seekers who are already Christians.
啊，对他来讲，我们都是基督徒，你为什么向我传福音
？To them, they feel like, well, we are all Christians. Why do you need to preach to me?
那对我们来讲，不错，你是基督徒，但是你还不知道重生的道理。
That's true. You are a Christian, but you don't know about the gospel of being reborn.
所以有一些得救的道理其实是启示的真理。
Actually, a lot of salvation, the gospels of salvation, are really like revelations.
不是说他很虔诚的基督徒他就听得懂。
It's not because they are a devout Christian that they are able to understand.
也不是说我们很热心啊，很努力传他就听得懂。
It's not that we have fervently and used a lot of effort to preach to them.
到最后的关键是神要开他的心。
The important thing in the end is that the Lord opened their hearts.
啊，这是关键的。
That is the main importance.
所以信主，信这个慕道朋友很难信主。如果神要开他的心，就不难了。
We may think it is difficult for truth seekers to believe, but if the Lord opens their heart, it is not difficult.
所以我们就可以看到，比较注重祷告的教会，一般宣道都比较有果效。
And so we can see that the churches who focus on prayer will see better results in evangelism.
因为比较注重祷告，圣灵的带领，比较容易找到慕道者。
Because through prayer, Holy Spirit will guide them to find more truth seekers.
那这个教会有神的灵在同在运行，慕道者心呢，容易被圣灵感动，听得懂。
And so with the abidance of the Holy Spirit through prayer, they can be touched by the gospel.
所以我们做圣工做到最后，我们发现呢，我们真的只是一个工具。
And so after doing holy work, we can realize that we are just a vessel.
我们可以很认真做。
We can do it fervently.
但这不是成果的保证。
But it is not a guarantee.
那成果的保证就是要神开他们的心。
The guarantee comes from the Lord opening their hearts.
所以很多慕道朋友，你跟他问他说：“哦，约翰福音三章五节，从水跟圣灵生怎么解释？”
So a lot of times you'll mention John chapter 3 verse 5 about how to enter being born of the water and the Holy Spirit.
我听到很多的基督徒讲，那个从水生就是你从母亲的肚子生出来，那个就是羊水，从那里生。他信主几十年，很热心呢、啊。他把从水生只做羊水。
And so the other churches will say, born of water. Well, that's you being born from your mother's womb because you were in that amniotic fluid. That's the being born of water.
所以他们根本不懂。
So they don't understand.
那如果听得懂，他一定会洗礼啊。
If they understood, they would be baptized.
因为他没有真的从水生。
Because they really were not born from the water.
得圣灵也是一样。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is the same.
这是得救的两大要件。
Those are the two main things for salvation.
要圣灵开我们的心，我们才听得懂。
We need the Holy Spirit to open our hearts so we can understand.
那十五节说主啊，他跟一家领受洗礼。
It says in verse 15 that she and the members of her household were baptized.
其实保罗当初只找到吕底亚。
Initially, Paul had actually just found Lydia.
结果吕底亚带他一家来信。
And then Lydia brought her family to believe.
所以这个就让我们知道哦，有时候很难突破，但是一个慕道者来信主，就会带好多人来信。
We can see sometimes it's hard to break through to them, but then when one truth seeker believes, they can bring more.
我们在南加州有一个人来信呢，带领十几个家人来信。
In Southern California, we had one person believe, and then he brought 10 other members of his family to believe.
所以 我们要很看重每一个慕道朋友。
And that's why we need to really focus on each and individual truth seeker.
因为一个突破可能是整个宣道工作的突破。
Because if you get through to one person, it can get can be the breakthrough for evangelism.
所以我们这礼拜六中午吃饭的时间呢，是一个礼拜最重要的一个钟头。
And so the one-hour lunch on Sabbath is the most important hour of the Sabbath day.
所以有时候我们看到礼拜六中午有的教会了，我不太知道啊。礼拜六中午就这个开会，那个开会，那个开会。
I see some churches, they have a bunch of meetings on the Sabbath afternoon. I don't know about Irvine, but these other churches I've seen do that.
所以这个教会啊，比较热心的或者比较负担什么工作的，礼拜六中午都不见了，开会去了。
And so those who really are more responsible in the church, who are more fervent, are away in a meeting.
所以这个所有的开会尽量不要在礼拜六中午开。
And so all meetings should should avoid having on Sabbath day.
因为有一些慕道朋友比较少来的，远地来的，就是需要我们去招呼，去关心。
Because those truth seekers who don't come often or who come from far away need our care.
那有时候我们到了教会以后啊，我们家人呢，有如果有需要啊，也不需要坐在一起，也不需要都黏在一起。如果有需要，我们可以分开去找慕道朋友。
And if it's okay, we don't have to always sit with our family. We can go, and look for the truth seekers.
那这样啊，我们可以啊，在此我们教会啊啊的这个关怀工作做得更好。
And in that way, we can offer more care in our church.
所以我们看保罗把福音传到腓立比，结果建的是一间教会。
And so we see that Paul traveled to Philippi, and he preached, and a church was established.
这是原来这么大的困难，借着圣灵的能力、圣灵的带领就打破了。
It was a great difficulty, but with the Holy Spirit, they were able to break through.
这真的是非常的奇妙。
It is quite miraculous.
但是有时候圣工发展了，我们就知道说魔鬼的阻挡也会来到。
And but we know that also when evangelical works are progressing, Satan will work as well.
所以有时候教会有魔鬼的工作，其实就表示说神在那里面动工。
So when we see works of Satan in the church, it could indicate that God is working in that church as well.
如果大家信心都很冷淡，魔鬼就不需要工作，因为工作大家就祷告就火热起来了。
Because if everybody's faith was weak, there's no need for Satan to work.
所以这个福音传到腓立比之后，保罗就被关到监牢里面了。
And then after the word was preached to Philippi, Paul was imprisoned.
这个监牢是他不愿意去的。
Of course, Paul does not want to be in prison.
但是很奇妙啊
！But miraculously，
他在监牢里面救了另外一家信徒。
He saved another household while he was in jail。
就是禁主。
That was the jailer。
这真的很奇妙。
It is quite miraculous。
我们教会有一个传道人生大病，送到医院里面住院。
We had a pastor in church who got really sick and had to be hospitalized.
结果在医院里面他传福音给隔壁的这些病人带了好几个来信。
And then while he was in the hospital, he preached to his roommate and brought a lot of people to church.
所以有时候神用不同的方法把我们送到一个地方，可能神有一个更高的目的要我们去完成。
And so God may send us somewhere, and then because of his plans, because he has plans in that place.
有个信徒他申请学校，申请到North Dakota.
There was a student who applied to a school in North Dakota.
在这读了一个学位期间呢，他带三户来信。
During his school there, he brought three people to believe.
那的毕业以后，大家都散掉了。
After graduation, everybody scattered.
因为神叫他去那里有一个目的，要拣选那三户。
It was God's plan to send him there and save those three.
那有的有个姐妹到一个很偏远的地方去教书。
A sister went off to some remote area to teach.
结果他就跟大陆的留学生传福音。
And over there, she evangelized to Chinese students.
大概带了好几位来信主。
And she brought several to believe.
所以就是神送她来拣选一些神要 拣选的人。
And so God sent her to a place where He had chosen some people.
所以神带领我们的脚步，有时候都有神更高的旨意在里面。
And so when God guides our steps, He may have some greater purpose in it.
好，那我们前来看呢，这个全家信主的好处。
And so let's examine the benefits of an entire household believing in Christ.
34节。
Verse 34. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family.
这里说他跟他全家信的神都很喜乐。
It says here that he and his family were filled with joy.
所以这个全家信主啊，一个好处就是全家都很喜乐。
The benefit of having an entire family believe is that they will be joyful.
这个喜乐常常是跟平安在一起的。
Joy and peace go hand in hand.
因为你没有忧愁，没有害怕，所以你才会喜乐。
Because there's no sadness and there's no fear, you can be joyful.
那我们现在很多人都有不同的生活方式。
We all lead different lifestyles.
我们现在人活着都一直在追求快乐。
We are always in the pursuit of happiness.
所以你看这个娱乐器材越来越多。
There's a lot of entertainment outlets.
但是现在人也不一定比以前来快乐。
But today, people are not necessarily more happy than people in the past.
所以这个快乐不一定就我们想要追求这可以得到。
And happiness doesn't always come to those who pursue it.
但是喜乐却是一定可以得到。
But joy can definitely be attained.
因为神的国就是公义、平安、喜乐。
Because God's kingdom is of righteousness, is of joy and of peace.
所以我们信主的一个很大的改变就是全家很喜乐。
And so a change in our family's life when they all believe is that they can be joyful.
全家很喜乐，你会觉得活得很幸福。
And so if you have joy, you can live joyfully.
所以这个真的是很重要。
And so that is rather important.
有很多人虽然生活水准很高，但家庭里面没有快乐。
Some people live in great in luxury, but they don't have happiness.
没有满足很多问题。
They are not satisfied, and they have they're filled with issues.
信主后，你会发现家庭生活会改变。
But when they come to believe, they'll realize that it will change.
所以这个给人一个很宝贵的爱，就是带领他全家来信主。
And so, to give someone that love is to bring them to believe in Christ.
好，我们看31节。
Let's look at verse 31. They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household."
保罗告诉他们说要信主，你跟你家都必得救。
Paul said that they must believe so that and they will be saved.
这是全家得救最重要一点。
This is the most important thing for a household to believe.
我们常常发现大部分人都很爱自己的家人。
We all love our own family members.
但是这个爱都是地上的爱。
But this love is only of this world.
我们对家人的爱需要一直提升到属灵的爱。
We need to continue and raise this love to the love of God.
那个是属灵的爱，那个价值才是永远的。
To the spiritual love, and that kind of love is eternal.
我们看那个26章《使徒行传》。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 26.
18节。
Verse 18.
26章18节。
Chapter 26, verse 18. To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to night to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
全家得救是全家进到光明。
To have an entire household believes means to bring them into light.
一半没有得就是一半住在黑暗里面。
One half that does not believe is a half that is in darkness.
一个没有得救就是一个住在黑暗里面。
When one does not is not saved, that one is in darkness.
黑暗代表什么?
What does darkness represent?
代表死亡。
It means death.
代表没有盼望。
It means no hope.
代表罪恶。
It means sin.
代表瞎眼。
It means blindness.
这是很可怜的。
It is quite pitiful.
那第二个就是从撒旦权下归向神。
And second, from the power of Satan to God.
我们如果全家得救，全家在神的全能之下。
If the entire family believes, they are under the power of God.
那如果一半没有信主，一半在魔鬼的掌管之下。
If half does not believe, that half is under the power of Satan.
这是很严重的。
This is very serious.
第三个，罪得赦免。
And next, the forgiveness of sins.
这个担子，罪的担子可以赦免。
The sins can be forgiven.
那罪的这个债可以赦免。
And the debts of sin can be forgiven.
那最后是有一个天国的基业的盼望。
And finally, there is that hope of heaven.
所以有时候我们信主信久了，好像没事情做。
So sometimes it seems that after we've been believers for a long time, there's nothing to do.
聚会啊，没事情做。
We sit in service, there's just not much else to do.
其实如果我们仔细想，我们自己的家人啊，公公、爸爸、兄弟姐妹、孩子、孙子，我们的亲人，你都把它想一想，好多工作可以做。
If we think about grandparents, our sons, our parents, our grandchildren, there is actually a lot of work to do.
要爱他们，就是要带领他们全家来信主。
To love them is to bring them to Christ.
好，那保罗是怎么带领信主全家来信主呢？
And so how does Paul guide the family to believe?
如果我们16章25节读到34节。
If we read from chapter 16, 23 to 30, from verse 25 to 30, and we can see that it is by the power of God.
所以啊，进主全家才有可能来信主。
如果不是神的能力，进主全家不可能信。So if it is not because of the power of God, this jailer's family would not have believed.
所以为什么我们一直强调说非常重要，一定教会要祷告。
And so why don't we always emphasize prayer in our church?
有能力才能突破。
Only with the power of God can we break through.
神的国不在乎言语，在乎权柄。
The kingdom of heaven is not in the words, it is in the power.
那这神的能力有三个表现。
And so there are three signs of the power of God.
25节是第一个表现。
Verse 25 is the first one. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. See that Paul, being locked up in prison, in verse 23, he was severely flogged. And his feet were put in stocks.
但是, 保罗在监牢里面竟然能够唱诗祷告赞美神。
But with that, Paul was still able to sing hymns.
我们知道环境跟心境常常连在一起的。
We know that the environment is connected to our feelings.
你看到一个人的心情，你大概可以知道他环境在变化。
When we see someone's mood and feelings, we can tell sometimes that that their environment around them is changing.
但是保罗在监牢里面竟然能够唱诗祷告赞美神。
But Paul, even though he was in jail, was able to pray and sing hymns.
这个就是圣灵的能力。
This is the power of the Holy Spirit.
使他的心能够超越这个监牢，手镣脚镣手铐。
His heart was able to surpass these his situation.
对神充满着感谢。
He thanked God.
充满着喜乐，这样在赞美神。
He was filled with joy. That's how he could sing hymns.
因此，这个众囚犯侧耳听，为什么今天关了两个人不一样啊？
And so, what was the difference here?
为什么今天关了这两个人不一样啊？
And what are the difference between these two people?
这么喜的。
It's so joyful.
所以今天啊, 我们在生活当中, 要让人感觉到信
耶稣很好。 We need to show others that our lives are greatly benefited by
不只是讲,
believing in God,
不只是讲,
and not just by telling them.
你如果看到保罗西拉, 你也很想信耶稣啊。
And when you see Paul, you may feel like, well, we should believe.
监牢所过也很高兴, 这个神我也想要拜。
He was in jail, locked up, and yet he was happy. I would want to believe in this God.
所以我们有一个信徒啊, 有一个信徒。
And so there's this member.
他回来啊, 浪女啊, 浪女回来以后啊, 祷告, 求神赦免, 结果他得圣灵。
When he left and came back to church, his sins were forgiven.
哦,结果得圣灵。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
他好高兴。
He was very joyful.
所以他脸都变了。
His face even changed.
因此在公司里面上班啊, 有一个同事就说, 哎, 你最近怎么不一样?
And then at work, his coworker noticed, you're different today.
哦,看起来很喜乐, 这样看起来就变得越来越年轻漂亮。
You look very joyful, you look even younger.
后来他的同事跟他来慕道得圣灵。
And this coworker came with him to church, truth-seeked and believed.
所以这个真的神的国在我们身上, 在我们家庭那种很具体的表现啊, 会吸引很多人。
When the kingdom of God is in us, and we are able to show it, many will believe.
而这里说,众囚犯的听他们在祷告。
And so the other prisoners were listening to them.
26节。
Verse 26.
这是能力的第二个表现。
This is the sign of the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose.
因为保罗被关到里面。
Paul was locked up.
那他怎么去传福音?
How was he to preach?
那第一震动, 脚镣所扣都掉下来。
There was a violent earthquake, and all his chains came loose.
所以他才可以出去讲道理, 给他听, 替他们洗礼啊。
And in that way, he was able to get out and preach to the jailer.
今天我们要求神啊, 让我们每一个信徒啊, 生活中的那个脚镣所扣那个监牢门要打开来。
We need to ask God to unbind us, unbind our feet, unbind us from everything.
有的是很有心要做圣工啊，事业太忙。
Some people really want to preach, but they are busy at work.
那有很多是世俗的残累。
Things holding them back in this world.
有的是 健康有问题,
others have some health issues.
所以每个人都有不同的困难,
and so everybody has their own difficulties.
就把一些要做工的人的关注了,
it is binding all the workers.
所以看起来大家很热心, 要做圣工, 找不到人。
It seems like everybody's fervent, but when it comes to doing the work, we cannot find anyone.
我们来祷告, 神的能力把大家摇一摇, 那个困难都松开了。
By praying and from the Holy Spirit, it will shake all of these chains loose.
你就看到灵恩会, 很多人来。
Then we see in the spiritual convocation a lot of people attend.
因为那捆绑没有了。
Because that bondage is no longer there.
做工人多。
The workers are many.
这就是神的能力。
This is the power of God.
所以这个哦, 我们教会真的需要有神的能力。
And so our church really needs the power of God.
很多人脚镣所扣, 监牢就开了。
And so then we can open up all of the jails doors.
那第三个是进主的改变。
And third is change in God.
我们看29节。
Let's look at verse 29. 29, the jailer called for lights, rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas.
30节。
Verse 30, he then brought them out and asked, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
这个禁主本来就是在关这些囚犯。
This jailer was to keep everybody locked up.
所以他是有权柄的。
So he has power.
那你今天可以想象说一个警察, 跪在一个囚犯面前吗?
Can you imagine a police officer kneeling in front of a criminal?
这差不多不可能嘛。
That is quite impossible.
这个禁主如果不跪下来, 他怎么会想要信主?
If this jailer did not fall to his knees, there's no way he could have believed.
那他能够战战兢兢伏在保罗面前, 这样保罗讲的话才听得下去。
And only in that way he was able to come before Paul and able to listen to
Paul. 所以保罗说, 我用神迹奇事的能力使外邦人顺服。
And so Paul said to use that he would use miracles to get Gentile, to help Gentiles to believe.
真的这个监牢地大震动锁链走开这个就是神迹奇事的能力。
The miracle here was this violent earthquake that was the miracle.
进主就顺服了。
And once they come to the Lord, they are blessed.
所以很困难，但是在神凡事都能。
And yes, it is difficult, but with God, all things are possible.
所以我们不要灰心。So
we should not give up.
在神凡事都能。With
God, all things are possible.
我们总要多祷告。We
need to pray more.
求神带领。Ask
God to guide.
求神的圣灵同工。Ask
for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们带领的人有时候会像吕底亚一样，有时候会像禁主一样。
Our truth seekers can be like this jailer, or it could be like Lydia. May God guide us. Let's sing a hymn.
284.
284.